Now, a former undercover police officer has described feeling frustrated and dismayed at being forced to drop an active investigation into VIP paedophiles. For the first time, the ex-detective has broken his silence about the circumstances in which his high-profile operation was ended. LBC senior reporter Tom Swarbrick has the story and joins me now in the studio. Tom, what more can you tell us?
Lisa, we're going to hear a remarkable allegation, in fact, a remarkable series of allegations, actually, from a credible former undercover police officer who was working on an operation to smash a suspected paedophile ring who were based in a cafe in central London at the end of the 1970s. A number of men from all parts of the country were put on surveillance, with our officer staking the cafe out for several months to log the times that these men went in and out of that cafe and how that coincided with young boys being taken there as well. After several weeks of work, the officers decided they'd got enough evidence to raid the cafe and arrest those inside. When they took the men back to the police station, there was an extraordinary confession. In talking to us, John, which isn't his real name, has chosen to break the Official Secrets Act. We've disguised his voice to protect his identity.
When we put it to them, and given times they went in, times we'd seen them previously, and how that coincided with, you know, young people going in there, a couple of them sort of put their hands up and started talking.
And what they had to say connected the men in that paedophile ring to a very prominent member of the establishment. And what happened after that confession is truly shocking. The full exclusive story with Nick Ferrari at breakfast at 8 o'clock this morning.